This old world is filled with disappointment and trouble everywhere. Many times I get discouraged and I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, then we'll sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus and my loved ones gone before. There's a better day a-coming. We're not home yet. There's a land that's filled with milk and honey.
I love it.
Just
I love
waiting.
It. There's a land full of milk and honey, and I love it, and I can't wait. I'm going to hold this song until we can have the rest after a while. Oh, I got it, I think. Hey, welcome to Open Bible Dialogue. I don't know why I've been getting this, echo, but it's okay. I don't think you hear it. I think I just hear it. Hey, welcome to Open Bible Dialogue today. We are going to have a great program. We're going to have a great program. Let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about heaven will surely be worth it all. Can you understand that? Heaven will surely be worth it all. I'm here to tell you what is ahead for us is over this world. You got to hear that. It is over this world, and I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. I know you're excited, and I'm excited, and I'm going to be there, and I want you to be there. Now, our world is in turmoil right now. The political situation is quite amazing. It really is. I am grateful that things are developing as they are. I feel good about them. But I really do carry it on my heart, praying for the right decisions and the right things. But I want us to talk about our future. The future of a believer. The future of a saint of God. A future of men and women who know the Lord and who belong to Him and who are His servants, who belong to Him, who are His servants. Do you know our future is bright? Heaven will surely be worth it all. Now, here's some things I want to do today. I want to tell you some things about heaven that are just exciting. They really are. And that's important, but don't want that to be the main. I also want to do a timeline with you if you will get on the telephone and get involved with me and let me help you by understanding the timeline. What is about to happen next and the events that follow pretty much step by step as the Bible has given to us a picture of. And that's always exciting to me. It really is exciting to watch that timeline and to realize what I'm watching for and to keep my eyes on the sky, keep my eyes on the Bible and the sky, not just the sky, but the Bible and the sky. And Jesus, of course, He's the center of it all. Paul said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. Save in the cross. Let me repeat that. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. And then I want to read some scripture. I'm going to read some scripture first. We're going to go to the book of Isaiah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean Isaiah. I meant Daniel. The book of Daniel. Daniel was one of the great prophetic prophets. Did you know that Jesus named Daniel in Matthew 24? Did you know that? Jesus named Daniel in Matthew 24. Tied it clearly, the prophetic picture. You see, if you take Daniel chapter 7, Matthew 24 and 25, and the book of Revelation, you will have a marvelous picture. You need to bring into that 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That will help a little bit. Let me name those again. The book of Daniel chapter 7, book of Matthew, chapter 24, 25, and then you can put in that Luke 21, and then the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and then the book of Revelation. And I'm here to tell you, you can't read those scriptures and not have a pretty clear picture of what is happening and what is about to happen. So we're going to go in a little bit to a timeline. And I want you to get on the phones with me, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and the toll-free 1-800-338-7884. And I want us to get in the middle of talking about the timeline. Now, I did a little Bible study yesterday on Facebook. About 12 o'clock. It was a few minutes after it was my beginning. And I'm planning this every Friday at 12 o'clock, a Bible study on Facebook to get you ready for the theme on Saturday so that we can get into this Bible and learn more from the Bible than we've ever learned in our lives. Now, taking you to the book of Daniel. Daniel was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets. Well, I say great, as they were always so great. That's hard to say, but he certainly was great. And he had a great dream. In the dream, he saw the empires of the world, from Babylon to the Medes and the Persians, and then the Grecians, and then the Romans, and then the Ten Toes, which is the modern-day picture of Europe. And all of it is so clear. But in the days of those kingdoms, see, and none of those empires have fully ended. You still have an Iraq. You still have an Iran. That's modern Babylon, a modern Medo-Persian. And then the Grecians, the Greek people, and the Middle East. And then the Roman Empire, and then the Ten Nations. I mean, all of this, the nations of men have continued to be under this hour. But they're about to be over. Did you know the nations of men are about to conclude? I think that our president-elect is going to do a good job. The emphasis is not so much on Donald Trump as it's on the people of America who are praying for our nation to turn back to God, who are praying for our nation to get back in the moral values and back in the true basis of why America became a nation to begin with. One of those is our love for Israel. And our utter support of the nation of Israel. Thank God that language is reoccurring in Washington among the leaders to be. And I'm excited. But let me read to you, because the nations of men are going to conclude and be ended. Daniel saw this. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Now, what is Daniel seeing? He is seeing the nation, the kingdom of God coming down like a stone cut out of the mountain without hand, the mighty miracle of God, and it smushes and destroys all the nations of men, all the rulements of human governments, all the efforts of men to control one another. And he sets up a kingdom which shall be forever. Well, it will last 1,000 years, but that's not the end of it. Then the new heaven and the new earth. Now, friend, we're going to look at that picture if the Lord will help us. And I hope you will ask questions that open your mind and the mind of my entire audience to a kind of working order of the end time events, a working order of the end times events. Now, let me read on. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. I repeat now what I read a while ago. This is another verse in Daniel chapter 7, verse 44. And in those days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Now, my friend, that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about a time, literally a time, when you can say heaven will surely be worth it all. And you can look around you. It'll be a day of complete peace and holiness and purity and righteousness. Now, that's a beautiful picture. And there are many verses there that really reveal that. Now, on the Bible prophecy yesterday, the Bible study yesterday, I mentioned about us, you and I, ruling. That's the believers, the saints of God. I'm not talking about worldly people. I'm not talking about people with great amounts of money. I'm not talking about people who know the right people. I'm talking about people who know God, people who belong to God. And he's going to set up a kingdom with us. And we're going to rule the whole world. Can you imagine a world where the smallest little town in some forgotten place will have a God-fearing, spiritual saint of God in all the leadership, the town council, the city school board? It don't matter what the offices are. They will be filled with saints of God. And we will rule the world under Christ. Now, the Bible says that over and over. Yesterday, I got to study in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, chapter 2, right on through the book of Revelation. It talks about the saints shall reign on the earth with him, and we will rule the earth. We will reign on the earth. Christ will be the head. It will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and his saints, and we will rule the world together. Now, that 1,000 years is going to be breathtaking. That 1,000 years is going to be breathtaking. And that's only the beginning. Because at the end of the 1,000 years will be the great white throne judgment. The new Jerusalem will come down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth. That doesn't mean new structure, but completely made new, completely renewed, completely created in righteousness and purity and love and mercy. Hey, friend, we've got something exciting ahead of us. And most churches don't even preach these things. Isn't that amazing? They're right in the Bible. They're simple. All you got to do is get in the Bible and read them and then teach them. And it will thrill the people to death. I'm not kidding you. Now, I want to hear from you. I want you to start now calling and get on the line. The dear ladies will answer the phone and put you on hold. They'll let me know, and we'll take them in order as they come. And we'll talk about what is the timeline of all of this. What happens next? What's the next event? Let me ask you, what is the next event on the calendar right now? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the rapture. The very next event is the rapture. Now, somewhere before or after the rapture is the battle of Gog and Magog. I don't know exactly whether before or after, but I know it occurs. And then there's 7 years when the Lord Jesus will clean the swamp, flush out the swamp. We've been hearing that in the political discussion about draining the swamp in Washington. And believe me, Washington needs the swamp drained. But the world needs the swamp drained. And that will happen during the 7 years. I mean, he will judge wickedness. And by the time the 7 years is over, we'll come back with Christ to reign 1,000 years on this earth. And there's so much about all of that. And I love answering questions about it. I love discussing it because I want you to get the picture clear. And without a question, I want you to know what awaits us. We are living in a world that's topsy-turvy. Everything is in a mess, and wickedness is everywhere, and people kill one another over toilet tissue. I read yesterday in some marketplace during the day of shopping. I heard that three-fourths of Americans was all shopping yesterday. Well, I still had good response on the Facebook with the little Bible prophecy I did, Bible study, and I'm looking for more. I want to build that Bible study on Friday and Saturday, today and yesterday, the Bible study, to thousands hearing the Word of God and getting in this Bible and learning. If your preacher isn't preaching it to you, then I'm going to preach it to you and do my best to get you understanding it and get you looking up, because any moment now, the trumpet's going to sound. And Jesus is coming. The very first thing with this rapture is the sounding of the trumpet. People argue over, will everybody hear it? Or will just the saints of God hear it? Well, I think everybody will hear it, but it's not worth arguing about. We know it's going to sound, and that rapture is going to occur. And this world is going to wake up to seven of the most horrible years that has ever occurred. And then we'll go right on through that. And so you just call and ask your question. The lines are open, 704-391-0588, and then 1-800-338-7884. Let me put those numbers back up on the screen for you, okay? And you write them down, because I'm going to take them off in a moment. I want you to keep your mind on what we are talking about. Very important. Now, I love that outline idea. I want you to understand the outline. I want you to get the outline fixed in your mind. Now, all of my friends on Facebook, please grab your phone or go your pew. I'm sorry, grab your mouse. You know what that is. Grab your mouse and share it. Share it with all of your friends so that they will listen to the rest of this program. Of course, you know it's archived, and they'll be able to hear it on through the hours and days down the road. But I just want them to get in this, and maybe they have a question. If they don't hear me live, they can't call with a question. But all of you hearing me live on Facebook now, get used to using your phone and call during the program and ask me questions. I love it when we get in a big discussion and everybody goes to call in and the phone just rang off, and we can help you understand where we are living and when, what is the prophetic picture of where we at, and what happens next, what's down the road. Now grab your phone. I'm waiting to hear from you. The lines are open. The ladies are waiting for your call. So grab your phone. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, and then jrc@paulcreek.org. Okay? So grab your phone. I want to hear from you. It's going to be exciting. We're going to learn. We're going to draw close. We're going to get deep in this great truths of God's Word, and our lives are going to be enriched by it. Okay? So grab your phone. Now, while you're calling, I made a list of things that's going to happen. The difference that we are facing during the great future that we have in Christ. I mean, it is overwhelming what our future is in Jesus Christ. It is overwhelming. Number one, I got a list of some nine things here. Number one is a body without human limitations. A body, a spiritual body without human limitations. I mean, we will have a body like as Christ had in his resurrection. And our body will be a glorified body. What do you mean a glorified body? A body that knows no sin. A body that knows no doubts. A body that knows no pain. A body that knows no sorrow. A body that's never depressed. A body that is just eternal with Christ, living in the fullness of a spiritual reign. I mean, that body, how do I say it? It's overwhelming to think of this body suddenly being a spiritual body, being a glorified body, being without pain, without limitations, being living in the realm of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the angels. Oh, man, what a day we have awaiting us. We really do have a breathtaking day awaiting us. It's overwhelming. That's just the beginning. I mean, a new body is just the beginning. And then there will be no sickness. There will be no depression. There will be no sadness. There will be no sorrows. There will be no tears. I mean, we're talking about a life so divine, so unlimited and so full of glory and so glorified in his riches and in his blessings. So wonderful, it's hard to describe it. It really is. It's hard to describe just how wonderful it's going to be. And then the thing, never again will you be sick. No such thing as the flu bug. No such thing as cancer. No such thing as death. No such thing as sorrow. I mean, all of this is coming to the children of God. This world doesn't even understand it. They just have a little vague picture of eternity. But I'm going to tell you, when you get down to the details, it's overwhelming. It really is. And I love to talk about it. A world that will be from the North Pole to the South Pole, east to west. Be no deserts. There'll be no deserts. There'll be no great bodies of water. It'll be a Garden of Eden world. A Garden of Eden world. Everybody likes to go to a flower garden. Everybody likes to visit some great place where they have put together all kinds of flowers and has made it picturesque. And can you imagine a world that will be like that everywhere you turn and everywhere you go? No thorns and thistles, nothing to destroy. A world full of prosperity and beauty. And we talk about that all the time. Our political leaders talk about a better world, a better future, a great prosperity, you know, all these things. And there can be some limited better in those things, but not until the end, when we shall have a world that is a little Garden of Eden. And we will literally live in the presence of God, the presence of the Lord Jesus, the presence of all the heavenly beings, the angels, the seraphims, the cherubims, the archangels. Can you imagine a world in which we just live in this kind of happiness together and all of your godly friends? Do you enjoy being with a group of Christians that love Jesus and talk about the Lord, and the Lord is the center of their conversation, and they're talking about the Bible, and they're talking about how Christ is so real in their prayer life, and they're talking about all the beautiful things of the Christian life? Do you love being with people like that? I love it beyond measure. And can you imagine a world where everybody talks that language? Where you don't go anywhere and have a big conversation about some worldly event or some worldly thing. It'll just be happiness and peace and joy beyond measure. Oh, we're talking about something beyond understanding, friend. An endless world of the most wonderful people, the most wonderful angels, the most wonderful presence of God. You say, Brother Chambers, you're trying to get me all. You better believe I am. It's time you quit living for this world and start living for that world. You know, the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. When you get a vision of the world to come, you get a vision of the hope of the believer. You get a vision of heaven. You get a vision of angels. You get a vision of the saints of God, a world that's a garden. I mean, we're talking about a day that is out of this world, really, really out of this world. Endless list of all kinds of godly, wonderful people. You'll see David, the psalmist. He'll have his harp, and no doubt, and he'll be singing some of the tunes. He wrote about 1,000. He'll be singing his tunes, and the music will be overwhelming. It will be so enchanting and so uplifting until the souls of men will soar in their praise and their adoration and their thanksgiving to God. You're talking about happiness, friend. That's outside of this realm, outside of this world. You say, I'm not interested in it. Well, I'm sad because you don't have long down here. At best, you know, some get 90 years and they're considered old. I know it was Fidel Castro died last night. 90, I believe it said he was. You know, we all going to die. We're going to face God. And only if we've lived a Christian life are we going to have the happiness of heaven and the joys of the Lord. What a day it's going to be. Now think of all of this, and then New Jerusalem coming down. Everybody out there loves to go to see beautiful places. I read all the time about somebody going to Europe, somebody going to Scotland, somebody going to the Netherlands, somebody going and sailing up the coast of some of those old countries, and going sailing through the Mediterranean Sea and going to Rome. You know, I hear about all of this, and I can't imagine what we're going to have when everything in the world is going to be beautiful and pure. And we will enjoy every bit of it. It will be ours to enjoy to the hilt. What a day that is going to be. Animals perfectly at peace with one another. Don't have to worry about being attacked in the night. Don't have to worry about a gunman showing up at your front door. Don't have to worry about somebody breaking in when you're out, absent from home. Don't have to worry about locking your car doors in a parking lot. I mean, we're talking about a day that is so wonderful, it is out of this world. Now you haven't called. I'm waiting. It's time for the phones to ring off. Now, if you want to ask about what's happening with the political situation, I'd love to talk about that. I'm very excited about the appointments that our president-elect is making. I'm not knowing that every one of them is perfect, but they certainly seem good to me. I pray for him to choose the right Secretary of State. That's been a real burden on me, and I've been praying he would choose the right man. I have my opinion. I'm not going to name them here on the air, but I have my opinion of who the right one would be, and I pray he'll make the right choices. Every one of these choices are important. I'm an American. I love my nation. I love my nation. I'm American to the core. I love all of you. You know that? I really do. And I want everything to be as pure as it's possible to be. I really do. Now, there's so much to talk about when you begin to deal with this. How about music? In heaven, think about all the music, the great choirs, the great orchestras. Think about music that is so perfectly tuned and so perfect in all of its sounds. Great. I love beautiful music. I love melodious music. There's a group of singers from Lexington, Sister Emma's group. She pastors a little church there. And they are melodious singers. I've always loved to hear them. Some of them have gone on now to meet the Lord and their rewards, and they're beautiful people. I talked to Sister Malam the other day, and she's going to try to come to revival camp meeting this week with her singers, and you can't afford to miss. I'm here to tell you, you can't afford to miss. Now, why are you calling? The lines are open. Let me put up the call letters again. I like the calls to be just continuous. I love to talk to you. This is your broadcast. You are my guest. I said you are my guest. I don't bring in great people because nobody out there greater than those listening to me. You're my people, and I love you. Now get on the phones, and let's talk about the timeline. Let's talk about what heaven's going to be like. Any Bible subject on your mind, I will answer your question if I can. If I can't, I'll get ready to answer it next week, okay? So grab your phone. There's the numbers, 704-391-0588 for those listening by radio. 1-800-338-7884 is the toll-free number. Grab your phone. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with me. All of my Facebook friends, welcome. Welcome. Now get your phones. We're going to spend these next 33 minutes, and I'm going to talk to you. So grab your phone. I got my phone right here in front of me. I've been hearing it ring. I presume you've been ordering. Let me tell you what I'm going to give you today. I'm going to give you this wonderful booklet on heaven will surely be worth it all. Heaven will surely be worth it all. You will love this booklet. You really will. It is full of good information about what heaven's going to be like. And you, as a preacher, can use it as an outline to preach a sermon. You don't need to tell anybody where it come from. I just want it out there. I want every Christian to know what's waiting us. I want every Christian to know what's down the road. I don't want us to live for the here and now. I want us to live for the there and then. Okay? Not just living for the here and now. Yeah, do your best for now. Yeah, live good. Enjoy your life. Use the world, but don't abuse it. Live for Christ. Live holy for Jesus. That's wonderful. I live for him. Thanksgiving was wonderful. I got a new great-granddaughter, and she is so beautiful. She is so beautiful. I'm not kidding you. My first great-granddaughter, have a great-grandson. He's a handsome little guy, too, and sweetheart. Very good personality. Very good personality. I love that. Got another great-granddaughter, on the way. We'll be here sometime in December. Now, while you're calling, let me tell you about camp meeting. Camp meeting begins tomorrow night. That's tomorrow night. Reverend Joey Yates will begin tomorrow night, and then he continues on Monday morning all the way through Friday. He's 6 presentations, and he's teaching us on the names of God in the Bible. The names of God in the Bible. You can't miss these six lessons, sermons by Joey Yates. I'm not kidding you. They will be made available on both CD and DVD. They will be made available, but you need to hear them in person. That's when it's great. I'm telling you. And as we have time at night, in the mornings, we're gonna have a little question and answer time and let you ask questions. We're only having one speaker each morning for the winter camp meeting, and so we'll take some questions and answers. And that begins tomorrow night and continues then on Monday morning. We'll feed lunch every day, Monday through Friday. And it doesn't end to Sunday week, and Reverend Bruce Gans is preaching at night, Monday night through Sunday night. No service on Saturday, but Monday night through Sunday night, barring Saturday, and you don't want to miss it. I'm here to tell you, it's going to be a great winter camp meeting. The night services begin at 7, the morning services begin at 10:30. And again, I say free lunch after the morning Bible study. Hey, you don't want to miss a bit of this. Start tomorrow night. And hey, I'm preaching in the morning on the kingdom of God is at hand. I really don't think you ought to miss the sermon in the morning. I am excited. Oh, I love to preach. You'll get the Bible, and I think it will bless your soul. Now, grab your phone. I'm waiting on you. I'm going to go and take a look at the emails. A lot of time I get email questions, and I like to get them. But I really rather have, to be honest with you, I really rather have you call me on the phone. I love to take calls on the phone and do my best to be a blessing to you. Let's see here if we have it. Somebody has a question. Revelation 12 and 10. How can Satan accuse the brother if there's no sorrow, no pain, no heaven? Hey, you're talking about now, not then, my friend. Revelation 12 and 10 is prophetic. It is talking about the future. It is talking about after Jesus comes, after the rapture. That's when Satan will be thrown out of the midair. Now, Satan has the right to visit the throne room of God. Right now, he can go and accuse me to the Father. He can go and accuse you to the Father. But after Revelation 12 and 10, when he's cast out of the midair down to the earth, he can never leave the earth again. Never leave the earth again. For 7 years, he'll be on this earth, and then he will literally be put in the bottomless pit, and then he will be cast into the lake of fire at the end of the 1,000 years. That's a good question, by the way. Revelation 12 and 10. Let me go read it. Revelation 12 and 10. Grab your phone now. I want to hear from you, or you can use your mouse. I'll be glad to read your question for you. A lot of people like that. I'd rather have you on the phone. I love it when you're right there and I can listen now. 12 and 10, and let me read that. Revelation 12 and 10, very important. The Bible says, and I heard a loud voice, saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the kingdom of his Christ. And the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Friend, that's going to end this great 7 years of the great tribulation. It will not be possible. And then after that, of course, Satan will be either in the bottomless pit or he will be in the lake of fire. Now, you don't want to miss this. I'm here to tell you, friend, we got a lot to be excited about. We really have a lot to be excited about. Now, grab your phone because I want to hear from you. You are important. I want nobody missing. I want nobody with a question that don't get it answered, okay? Your questions are important to me. That was a good one. That really was a good one. See, there is so much about the timeline. That's why I opened the lines for that today, hoping you would help me explain to everybody a timeline of the end. The next thing is the rapture. Now, simultaneous with the rapture, listen to me now, simultaneous with the rapture, immediately following, Satan is cast out of the midair. See, he was cast out of the heavens where the throne of God is. He was cast out of that, can still enter and visit, but has no resident there. He was cast out into the midair, but now he will be cast out of the midair and cast down to the earth. And he will be limited on the earth for 7 years. And then he'll be cast in the bottomless pit. and then at the end of 1,000 years into the lake of fire. Just wonderful material. Wonderful to understand those great truths. Now, what is your question? What is it about the end that you do not understand? Do you really understand those 7 years of the great, great tribulation? Some people say we're going to be here for half of that as a church, and that is so untrue. That's not possible. There's nothing in the Bible that suggests such a thing. There is nothing in the Bible that suggests such a thing. And I've got to get that through to your heads. There are many teaching now that will be here to the middle of the tribulation. The only way that can happen to you is if you get out of the Bible and get your mind closed to the great prophetic voice. And you're not listening to God. You're listening to some preacher or some teacher who've lost their way, and then they can accuse you and cause you to lose your way. Well, I'm not going to let you lose your way if I can help you. I'm going to keep you on the straight. I'm going to keep you on the narrow. And you won't be here if you're a real saint of God during those 7 year tribulation period. You just won't be here. You won't be here. You ain't going to want to be here. If you understand what's going on, there's just no way you're going to want to be here. Now, I wonder when the 7 years is over, we come back. See, we come back with Christ at the end of the 7 years. That's called the Great Battle of Armageddon. Now, you can't look at the Battle of Armageddon and not know that we are coming back with him. It makes it plain that the saints are coming back with him riding white horses. Now, if we come back with him, we've got to have gone up there to be with him, okay? Very important, very important. And you are on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, you're on the air now. Got you.
How you doing today?
Can't you tell? I'm doing wonderful.
Yes, sir. You are doing super deluxe. I have a question, sir.
Yes, I want to answer it.
You are, I heard you say a few minutes ago that you're preaching tomorrow on the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes.
My question is, where is the kingdom of God right now?
The kingdom of God is in us. The Bible said that the kingdom cometh not with observation. Speaking of the church age. The kingdom cometh not with observation. That's during the church age. Started when Jesus, of course, was resurrected. Maybe started at Calvary. People argue about that. Doesn't matter. It started during the day of Christ. And it will last until the rapture. And during that whole period of the church age, the kingdom is in us. It's a spiritual kingdom. We are manifesting it every day as we live in the Spirit, as we live in the power of the Holy Ghost, as the church preaches the Word of God, the kingdom is being manifest. We don't see it, but we feel it, and we experience it. But once the rapture takes place, and we come back to the earth at the end of 7 years, the kingdom will be on the earth. See, that's why we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That will occur during the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ.
That's right. You're exactly right. I agree exactly what you're saying, but I summed up in just a few words. You're right what you're saying. The kingdom of God is now in the hearts of the believers.
Yes.
Okay, what is the kingdom of this world? What is the kingdom of this world?
Well, it's just out there everywhere. The kingdom of the world is politicians, businessmen, ordinary people going about their affairs and living for the world, living to make money, living to satisfy pleasures. I mean, the kingdom of the world is just everywhere. And the Bible said we use the kingdom, but we don't abuse it.
That's right. The kingdom of this world, is the wealth.
The politicians are part of the kingdom of this world. It don't mean everybody's bad in it. It just means we're all living on the earth, a limited life. That's the kingdom of the world. And as soon as the kingdom of God comes, it will replace the kingdom of the world.
That's right. And so we must, as being believers of God, we must chase after the Spirit of God, the Word of God.
Yes.
To keep us from getting entangled in the kingdom of this world.
You couldn't say it better, brother. That's exactly what I believe. Most church people are so entangled with the kingdom of the world that they're no spiritual good.
That's very true, but they don't know the difference.
Well, I'm trying to tell them.
Yes, sir. Jesus taught us the difference, and that's how I know the difference.
Well, brother, and he will teach that to everybody who will get in their Bible and who will live a Bible-centered life, will learn to pray and walk close to Calvary. He will teach them what he taught you. He taught it to me. He taught it to you. He'll teach it to anybody else.
They have to study the Bible. Much less just read it. You got to study it.
You, brother, you are saying exactly what I preach.
Well, I guess that's why I be listening to you. I hear what you be saying. But do the people, are they listening?
Well, you know, I can't determine that, but I sure am streaming at them.
That's right. Many times, people be listening, but they don't be hearing what the person is saying.
I started yesterday. I'm going to do a little short Bible study every Friday, Lord willing, at 12 o'clock. And in that Bible study, I'm going to deal with little things like you're talking about and do my best. I'm hoping to build my audience to maybe a couple thousand, maybe more than a couple thousand of people that have a little Bible study with me every Friday at 12 o'clock. So everybody out there listening, this coming Friday at 12 o'clock, you go somewhere, sit down with your computer or with your telephone, whatever you listen to Facebook on, and I will do a little Bible study right out of my library at home. Sometimes I will do it from the office here. And I'm going to do my best to start teaching people how to get out of this world system and all entangled with nothings. I mean, the world is nothings. Just a lot of time consuming. Sometimes they call it pleasure, and there's a little pleasure. The world gives you a little thrill, but it don't last no longer than it takes to do it.
No, you're exactly right, Reverend State. I won't hold you up no longer, but I enjoy talking with you.
I enjoy talking with you, brother. God bless your sweet heart, and you keep telling that to the world wherever you go, okay?
Thank you, sir.
I love you. I love you. God bless you. Now, you call quickly. You can see that there is a great need. The reason I don't get a lot of questions in some of these subjects like this is because the people know too little to even ask the right questions. And so many people kind of shudder to ask the question for fear someone will think they're not very smart. Let me tell you something. There was the day I had to ask those questions, and so you don't worry about that. If you got a question, I want to help you with it. I want to do my best to help you get out of being entangled with this world until you're under its auspices, under its control, and until you get in the control of this Bible and God's Holy Spirit, and you begin to live a godly life. And that's why I'm preaching in the morning on the kingdom of God is at hand. I want to help my people, and there are many of you out there who ought to come hear me tomorrow. You may have to drive an hour or 2 hours. It will be worth it. A church alive is worth the drive. Remember that little saying, okay? A church alive is worth the drive. And get in this Bible and get your life on fire. I mean on fire, full of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like living a life full of the Holy Ghost. There is nothing in this world to match living a life full of the Holy Ghost. Now, the lines are open. The lines ought to be busy. Every one of them ought to be busy. I don't understand. Where are you at? Where are all my Facebook listeners? Where are you at? Ask me a question that you already know for the sake of somebody that may not know. How about that? Ask me a question that you already know the answer for. That man already knew every answer I gave him. But he sure did help every one of you hear the answers and his questions. And I would say somebody benefited from that. Somebody enjoyed that. Somebody's life was affected by that. Somebody made up their mind while we were talking to get in this Bible and anchor yourself in the Scripture and live in this Bible. Listen to me. Let me read to you from the book of, I meant to go to Matthew here. The book of Matthew. There is so much in this book that you need to get in your heart. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. Now listen to me, brother, who just called. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country, who calleth his own servants and delivereth unto them his goods. That's what Jesus did when he gave us the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey. In other words, he went back to the Father's presence. Now he's coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to require of you what you did with those talents. There's people listening to me that can sing as beautiful as an angel, as beautiful at least as a great singing bird. You can sing, but you do nothing for God. You won't even be part of the choir. You don't even go to church regular. You aren't even committed to the house of God. And yet you have talents the Lord gave you, and you are going to give an account for them. You're going to give an account. There's men out there listening to me who God called to preach, and you won't preach. I remember so many people who told me things that God wanted them to do, and they've never started doing them yet. Never started yet. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler. I will make thee ruler over me." Notice that word ruler. That means ruling the world. That means when he sets up his kingdom. That means when we are kings and priests and the whole earth is under our domain. Make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I can wait. I can hardly wait. I've been serving him 64 years. I got saved in March of 1952. I was just a little old country boy, dumb as an ox, couldn't even read. All I knew how to do was plow old Pete. And my sister used to tell Daddy about me cussing the old mule. And they would just get angry with me, hearing me, little kid out there in the field, cussing the mule, cussing the mule. I know you say cursing, but I remember saying cussing. And they would tell Daddy, and Daddy would say, "But you ought to hear what the mule says to him." You know, and Dad would always defend me because he knew little boys had a tendency of that. And my dad wasn't a Christian himself, you know, and I'm sorry for that. But I want to tell you something, friend. When he saved me, he made a new person out of me. I mean, he really did. He changed me so utterly. Wow. And it's been joy living for Christ. Oh, but you just can't know what awaits me at the end of this journey. Now, we got 15 minutes and the phones ought to be ringing off. And some of you, hey, are you excited? How about if you're just excited about your future, you'd call and tell me. That'd be good. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. The toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. I'll go in a moment to the email, see if there's any more questions. But I want to tell you about this article. I'm giving you something every week to try to bless your life. I want to stir you up until you're on fire for God. I want to stir you up until your mind is so full of good things, so full of beautiful truths about Christ. I really do. I want you full of Christ. I want you full of His joy. I want you full of His happiness. So order this book. The ladies are standing by right now. No, they're sitting by. They're sitting by right now to take your call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and I want to talk to you. I want your question. Do you understand the timeline now? We got the rapture. We got Satan cast out of heaven immediately after the rapture. We got the saints of God having a celebration in heaven. The saints of God having a celebration, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And while the heavens are celebrating the marriage supper of the Lamb, the earth is experiencing the great tribulation. Heaven's having a wonderful celebration. Earth is in hell. I mean, terrible. It's going to be a dark 7 years. But at the end of that 7 years, the Lord Jesus comes back from heaven to fight the battle of Armageddon. And we that were raptured and others that went up during the 7 years will come back with Him. Come back with Him. And we're going to set up our kingdom on this earth. We're going to set up our kingdom on this earth. And we're going to reign with Him 1,000 years. 1,000 years with everybody in every office all over the globe. Godly men, glorified saints of God who know no rulership except Christ. These are not men who still have a sin nature. These are saints of God who have a heavenly nature. And they will rule the world in righteousness and purity. Please understand that. They will rule the world in righteousness and purity. And friend, you cannot afford not to be a part of this. You really can't. You cannot afford not to be a part of this. Now, we're going to take your calls, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Let me see if I have any emails here. I love to get my emails and try to answer everybody. I'm not sure I have one. I'm trying to see here. Nope, that's not one. Nope. Brother, you are a minister to all of all of radio land. My God bless you. Hey, I don't know who that is, but I like it. Brother, you are minister to all of radio land. May God bless you. Thank you, brother. I thank you for that. I appreciate that feeling. I want to be that. I want to get this word out to everybody that I can. I want to get people excited about the things of God and the joys of Christ. And if you are not, have not called, grab your phone. I know I'm doing my best to minister to all of you. And I want you full of His graces and full of His righteousness and full of His holiness. And I'm doing my best to tell you, hey, it's later than you think, the coming of the Lord. Now, while I'm waiting on you to call, the coming of the Lord, when will it occur? When will the rapture occur? Could I say any minute? See, do you know? Call me if you can tell me one thing the Bible prophesies of before the rapture that has not occurred. Israel is in their homeland. They're fighting the powers of hell that would destroy them. And the Bible said Jerusalem would be under siege during this period of time. And believe you, it really is. The Bible makes it plain there'd be a mark available where the Antichrist can mark everybody on the face of this earth, and that mark is ready. The Bible makes it plain that wickedness would just inundate the world. That sure has happened. The Bible talks about the church turning into all kinds of darkness and left the straight and narrow way. You know what the Bible says? The Bible speaks of the end time and says truth has fallen in the streets. Truth, that's the word of God, has fallen in the streets. Have you ever lived in a time when truth was so hard to find? Most preachers just preach a little penny ante sermon to make you feel good. They preach psychology, sociology. I mean, all about, you know, the people say to me, man, my preacher can talk about the sweetest things. I'm sure he can. What is it that he don't talk about? Like judgment that's coming. Like there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. What is it that he don't talk about? I'm telling you, we are living in the day when the signs are so evident everywhere. Men hate one another. I mean, people all over the world are being killed for their faith. I don't know. That may come to America. I certainly have been seeing evidence of it. And I know things look a little better for us right now. But don't you get all caught up in your laurels of satisfaction and peace. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction coming like a whirlwind. And destruction is coming. I don't care who goes to that White House. Destruction is coming. Destruction is coming. The darkness is coming. I just want America to be on the right side when Israel is under siege from Gog and Magog. And I want us to go to Israel's defense. They won't need us, but we need them. You know, that's how it is, really. They don't need us. They got God. But we need them. Well, I've got 9 minutes here. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You know, am I preaching to so many people? And we've spread so far all over the world. I got a call the other day from the United Arab Republic, listening to the messages, listening to the sermons. I'm hearing from people in different places, hearing the sermons and preaching them to people in their country. Got an email the other day from a man in Pakistan. He said, I'm preaching what you preach all over my country. And man, did it make me shouting happy. It made me shouting happy. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Pastor Chambers. I just want to tell you that how much we appreciate you for having the courage to preach the truth. That's the only thing that's going to give us hope to be part of that remnant that the Bible speaks of when Christ returns.
Yes.
And there was a time when the church is set the tone for government in this country.
Yes.
Now that's been reversed, and government sets the tone for most of the churches now. I'm sad to say that.
Well, you're right, sir. I've been saying for months the problem is not the White House, it's God's house.
Evil had to be redefined in this country before they could do to us what they did to us. But there's a verse I'd like for you to comment on in Scripture.
Okay.
And I believe if the Christian people had been taught this one verse and emphasized the meaning of it.
Give it to me while you talk.
Okay, it's Deuteronomy 17:15.
Deuteronomy 17:15. You go ahead now while I'm finding it.
Had been, if Christian people had been taught the meaning of this verse and emphasized the importance of it, Barack Obama would never have been elected president of this United States.
There's no question about that. 17:15.
17:15.
All right, let me read it. It says, Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose, one from among his brethren shall thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee which is not thy brother.
Barack Obama is not our Christian brother and never has been, sir.
No, he was taught to hate Christianity and to hate Judaism.
He deceived Billy Graham before he was ever elected. You know, he had a meeting with Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, and he deceived them at that time into thinking and believing he was a Christian.
Well, you remember also that he had a so-called Baptist minister to pray at his inauguration, and he even used their word for God.
Exactly right, brother. Thank you for your courage. I'll get off and let somebody else call, brother.
You know, I don't know anything else. I don't think of me as being courageous. I just think of me as being obedient. Is that okay? Well, he's gone. All right, you on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I had a note there that I had line two, but there's nobody on line two. Let me see if it could be somewhere else. They may have had to answer. You on the air, may I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Well, they're gone. Call back, sir, lady, whichever it was. Please call back. Line two was empty. And it may be that you thought I was on too long with the other, but I can't help that. Don't get impatient. If you call me, be patient for me to get to you because I care about you and I want to answer your call. So grab your phone. Now, camp meeting begins tomorrow night. Reverend Joey Yates will start tomorrow night preaching on the names of God in our Bible. For six messages, he will preach on the names of God in our Bible. Now, you got to understand, that won't be just some empty theology. That will be an understanding of God in such a manner that you can know him, and that you can love him, and that you can worship him. And you don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. I'm going to do my best to put tomorrow night right on this Facebook so that you'll be able to hear it. That's approximately at 6:30. Service starts at 6, so he'll be up to preach somewhere 6:30 to 6:45, and you'll be able to hear him on Facebook. And then Monday morning at 10:30, we'll be putting him up to speak about 11 o'clock, and you'll again have it on Facebook, the Lord willing. We want to get this message out. And then to Monday night, Reverend Bruce Gans, one of the greatest evangelists that I've heard lately. I mean, wonderful preacher. Great brother. One of my closest friends. His son is now my associate, okay? His son, Joseph, is my associate. And Bruce, the dad, will be here all week and will be preaching Monday night through Friday night and again on Sunday. That's Sunday in December. So it's going to be a great camp meeting from Sunday night to, Sunday morning to the next Sunday night, 1 week. Oh, how great it's going to be. We'll have breakfast here on Saturday at 9 o'clock, and then we're going to go out knocking on doors, witnessing, and doing our best to win souls. Hey, friend, it's going to be a great week. I want you part of it. I really do. I want you part of it, and God bless you, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother James, Pastor Hunt here, Wilson Mills, Church of God.
Hey, brother.
I was just calling to let you know that you are a good watchman.
Well, I'm trying to be a good watchman. Is this Brother Hunt?
Yeah, Brother Hunt.
Okay. Hey, I love you, Brother Hunt. This brother pastors the Wilford, hey, I can't say it. Say the name of your church.
Wilson Mills, Church of God.
Yeah, Wilson Mills. I was trying to say Wilson Mills. I knew it was Church of God. And he's a wonderful brother. I just went down and preached for him. And he's a good brother. Hey, you're coming to camp meeting, aren't you?
Actually, I'm going to Alabama next week to preach a revival.
Oh, brother. I'm going to cry. I love you, brother.
Yeah. I was going to tell you over in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, that's what you've been doing for the last 50 years.
Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter.
33rd chapter, verses 1 through 6.
All right, let me just read a verse or two. This is Ezekiel. Paul, somebody else is calling Ezekiel. What chapter now?
33.
I'm almost there. Ezekiel 33. Let's look at verse 1. Oh, I turned more than one there. Ezekiel 33. Oh, my fingers, they become mush sometime when I'm in a hurry. Ezekiel 33, I'm almost there. We'll start with verse 1. The pages are sticking together. You ever have that? Of course you do. All right.
Yes, sir.
Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of the people and say unto them, while I bring the sword, while I bring the sword up on the land, if the people of the land take a man of the coast and set him for their watchman. Well, I can't read it all, so I guess I have to stop. Hey, everybody have to read Ezekiel 33, 1 through 5. I love you, brother. Brother Hunt.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you. You are on the air. May I help you, please? Oh, that's gone. Let me see here. All right. God bless you. This has been a joy today. I know my time is giving out here. I always hate to see it come to a close. I love you. I want to tell you again about Camp Meeting now, and I want you to be here. Camp Meeting. I want you to be here. It's very important to me that you be here. It really is. I know you will be blessed if you will be here. Your life will be enriched and you'll find joy in the Lord. Now that begins tomorrow night, 6 o'clock on Sunday, in the morning, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 10:50 morning worship. Don't miss it. I love you. You're my friend. Tell your friends about this program. Share it. Those on Facebook, so that many others will hear it. I want you to grow in the Lord. I want you to grow in the Lord. You are important to me, and I want you to grow in the Lord. Okay? God bless you. Walk with Jesus. Well, I don't know what happened to that, but it wasn't good. God bless you. I love you. Walk with Jesus. You are special to me.